Welcome to Route to Adventure. Hey, this is Pete Robinson, and I love this quote by Hunter S. Thompson. Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside in a cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, "Wow, what a ride." Oh, I love that. And today's podcast is, it's about who's in charge. You know, as my wife and I are in the final week before we take the big trip, the Pete and Pilar Pink Flamingo Road Trip, as we're calling it, I am in the process of wondering who is really in charge. But I think I've figured it out. It's all of my devices that need to be charged, they are actually in charge. You see, back in the day, I'd be out buying batteries for the few electronic devices that I owned. But now I have to make a list of all the things that I need to charge so that I can make sure that they are ready to roll when we're ready to roll. You're probably wondering, what in the world does old Pete own that needs charging? And I bet my big list is probably close to your big list. So let's start with my wife's e-bike. Yeah, that must be charged, and the battery has to be removed before travel. Then there's my Specialized Diverge gravel bike. Well, that uses the SRAM electronic components. That has to be charged, not to mention my cycle computer that mounts on my bike, that has to be charged as well. Well, next, I have to charge all those fancy LED lights that I installed in the storage compartments of Meadowlark. Not to mention my camp light, my flashlight, GoPro, drone, iPad, 360-degree camera, iPhone, my laptop. How about my NoCo Boost heavy-duty battery jumper in case my truck battery goes dead? All right, let's keep going. Two external Bluetooth speakers that I use for RTVs and music listening pleasure. Then there's my Southwire Elite 500 backup lithium battery bank in case all of these other items need charging when I don't have electricity. Oh yeah, I also have to charge the monitor for my TPMS system, not to mention my Ryobi drill that I bring. Holy smokes, Batman. Who do you think's in charge? Now, don't laugh at me, because I bet that I just reminded you of several things in your arsenal that needs to be charged. See, I always like to start a trip, probably like you, with everything fully charged, because it's one less thing that I have to hassle with on the road. And if you're like me, you've probably arrived at the campsite, you're getting set up for evening dinner, and guess what? That nice rechargeable camp light that you purchased, you forgot to charge. Yeah, it happens. So, you know, I get the camp lights, the flashlights, and camera stuff. I get all that. But who in the world would have thought that we'd be charging our bicycles? Now, I remember when bicycles were simple, and that was the idea, right? It was supposed to be a simple piece of machinery that anyone could work on. Well, not these days. No, we're talking disc brakes to electric motors, as well as, like my Diverge, electric drivetrains. Again, I ask you, who's in charge? So I tell myself that all of this rechargeable stuff is better for the environment, and it's less expensive to operate without having to keep my friends at Duracell in business. After all, it's fairly simple to charge these rechargeable devices, providing that you've not lost that special cord that charges that special device. Yes, I've lost those special cords. So now I've learned I mark those special cords and keep those special cords in a very special place. Again, I ask, who is in charge? You know, I think of my dad. I wonder what my dad would have thought with all of this rechargeable crazy stuff. And my guess is he'd have said, you know, I want something that I can put a battery in because it's just easier. Yeah, he was the kind of dad that likes simple. He never purchased a Bic lighter. He preferred his Zippo that he could easily refill again and again. Hey, wait a minute. His Zippo, come to think of it, was actually a rechargeable unit because you had to refill it. You had to recharge it. Wow. In a weird kind of way, possibly Dad was ahead of his time. Where is all of this rechargeable stuff taking us, folks? Possibly we need more solar panels just to keep up with charging our devices. Who's in charge? You know, before you think I'm absolutely out of my mind nuts, I want you to make a list of everything that requires, I mean demands, to be charged. Like I said, devices that demand that you charge them or they will not work. Devices that really are in charge of us or they simply refuse to do the job that we purchase them to do. Yeah. Anyway, I need to sign off, and I'm going to tell you why I need to sign off, because I didn't charge my podcast recorder, and I just might lose you, because after all, it's in need of a charge, because yes, it's in charge. Remember, y'all, flush the stinky slinky, hitch up, pull out the chalks, charge your devices, and get ready to roll. And remember, the best adventures, they're always the ones we never expected to take. Hey, before I die here with my charging unit, see you next time on Route to Adventure.